The Gemara in Perek Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Tet Talmud Bet, or the Mishnah says, "Ein Maftin Achar Pesach Afi Korban," that one's not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach by having Afi Korban. And the Gemara discusses whether or not this also applies to after the matzah that's eaten at the end of the meal, whether one's not allowed to eat afterwards. And the maskan of the sugya is that you can't eat anything after you've had that final kazayat of matzah that we call the afikoman. A number of different reasons are given in the Rishonim for why this isra exists with regard to the Korban Pesach. And if those reasons don't apply specifically to the matzah, then the matzah is a zecher, the Korban Pesach, and therefore we still apply the same rules. So the Rashbam says there's a din with the Korban Pesach, it needs to be eaten al hasova, when you're full, and if you eat things afterwards, then that's demonstrating that you weren't full when you ate the Korban Pesach, or the matzah at the end. The Ran says it was a concern that people shouldn't come to eat the Korban Pesach in two places. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach in two places. So if you've got the taste of the Korban Pesach still in your mouth, when you show up to the other place and they say, "Oh, would you like a piece of Korban Pesach?" You'll remember that, "Oh, I've eaten it already," because you can still taste it in your mouth. The Rambam says that this is a din in the mitzvah of Achilat Matzah, the Korban Pesach, meaning that when you eat, do a mitzvah of Achila, not only do you eat the thing, but also you retain the taste in your mouth. That's part of that mitzvah. And the Seif HaChinuch says that the reason why you want to retain the taste in your mouth throughout the evening is because this is part of the mitzvah, Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So somehow these tastes, the taste of the matzah and the taste of the Korban Pesach, will remind you of what they symbolize and presumably serve as an impetus for you to talk further about those themes. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Chet Seif Aleph says that Achar Afikoman Ein Lechol Shum Davar, that after you've eaten the Afikoman at the end of the meal, you're not allowed to eat anything else. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you did do so by mistake, then you should go back and eat Afikoman again. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's not necessary. Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Sefer Yalkut Yosef raises two interesting questions in this regard. Number one, he says, what if you make a bracha on something after you've eaten the Afikoman, and then you realize you're not supposed to be eating? So it's perhaps even before benching, as you've got the Pesach Dik after eights there. Think, oh, you'll just have one of those while everybody else is still munching away on their afikoman, and you pick one up to say a shakol, and you say a shakol, and then you suddenly realize you shouldn't be eating. Should you take a bite or not take a bite? So he says that you should take a bite, just a small bite, so that you've been yoked to the bracha, but not anything more than that. Also discusses the question of whether or not you're allowed to brush your teeth after Seder night in a way that's, of course, mutter on Yom Tov, and his conclusion is that you are. Of course, it depends on, you know, what the various reasons are for not eating after the Korban Pesach. He says, in any event, you're just about to go to bed, go to sleep, so you're not going to be, you know, fulfilling any of those mitzvot any further. In any event, he says, the person who wants to be machmir tavol al bracha, he says, min hadin, it's permissible. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Pei Aleph says that you're not allowed to drink either after the Dalad Kosot. So obviously after eating the Afikoman, you've got two more cups of wine or grape juice. So after that, you can't drink anything else, or can't drink further. Mishnah Berurah says there are two reasons for this. One is because of concern of Shichrut, that you're supposed to stay up through the night, speaking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And if you drink too much wine, then you'll fall asleep. And the other reason is because it's Nirek Mosif Ala Kosot. Might seem like you're having additional cups of wine instead of the four that one's supposed to have. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be something which is chamar medina, a national or local drink, but isn't alcoholic. So according to the second reason, this might be mosiv al kosot. According to the first reason, shichrut, it's not going to be relevant. Or it could be the other way around. You could have something which is mashake, something which is alcoholic, but isn't a chamar medina. So according to the first reason, it would be a problem, but according to the second reason, it wouldn't be. The Achronim will say, though, that you know, a glass of water certainly isn't a problem. And even flavoured water is not a problem. They say you can have a lemonade or a seltzer or something like that. Mr. Brewer says you can even drink tea and what he calls apple trunk, which is, I suppose, some sort of apple juice. He says, and also the Aruch HaShulchan says, but if it's, you know, pressed in such a way that it's got a very strong taste to it, then you can't have it. I suppose that's referring to, you know, perhaps some sort of cider that's alcoholic and got a very strong taste. So that you shouldn't have, even though, of course, it's cider night. Adkan.